Hi, it's Haley from the newest Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Oak Creek. Come see me today. Haircuts are just $20. Lady Jane's, Oak Creek on Howell Ave, just south of Puth Road. Walk in anytime, 7 days a week, even Sundays. Lady Jane's, it's wicked awesome.
For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust.
Live from the Gruber Law Office's Sports Zone at Summerfest.
It's a party, baby.
This is Scalzo and Brust. Woo! Presented by Bud Light.
It's a party, baby.
On 94.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
It's a party, baby.
Across ESPN Wisconsin. I'm Ben Brust live from beautiful Summerfest in the Gruber Law Office's Sports Zone. As Joshy DiMaggio's back at the One Call That's All studios at Radio City. Greg Scalzo is here! Hey! 1 minute late was under my prediction. He originally on the phone said he had a 50-50 chance to be here. Then it moved to 38% after he blamed Josh DiMaggio and all myself. Right,
what I just did
for bad direction.
What I just did was miraculous.
Oh, here we go. And now he's going to anoint himself
as
being a hero.
I'm pretty sure Josh and Brust were intent on trying to prevent me from making it here on time. Every piece of advice I asked them, they gave me the wrong advice. Even walking into the studio here, Joshy, do you think Ben could have taken the left mic so that I have to climb over a bunch of stuff to throw the headset on? No. He's making it as difficult as possible
for everybody else around him. I expected to do the whole show by myself.
But I'm here. I'm on time.
No, you're not.
I am absolutely on time.
All I've been waiting for from the time that we started talking on the phone at 3:35 was just a little bit of accountability. Like, hey, guys, pat on the back to me. It's going to be a close call. And you're looking
Honestly, you're playing hero ball right now. Pat on the back to me that I got here when I did, because I'm asking you, going down
794.
And then I go to 794, and I say, hey, my directions say I'm supposed to stay straight to the lakefront, but I think I should turn off. And you and Josh were both like, oh, no, no, stay straight, stay straight. And, of course, it's closed. You guys are my Milwaukee guys. I'm new here. And I got the worst
I've
advice
lived here
from
2 months longer than you.
That's a lie. Ben Brust and the self-proclaimed king of Milwaukee, Josh DiMaggio, who does not realize how to get to Summerfest on time. At one point, I had Olivia's shuttle just sitting in front of me talking to some cops on horses.
I do have, so quote, I'm stuck behind a park shuttle. I can't make this up. They're talking to two cops and a horse.
So, like, I can't go around them and pass them when I'm not supposed to
because
they're talking
there's cops.
To the cops. I'm not going to lay on my horn because they're talking to the cops. But it was like the guy just sat there, smoked a quick dart, and then, like, kept on going. It was the most bizarre thing. Security wasn't going to let me through with my backpack on.
Did you not go to the media gate?
No, because I just go through the normal gate. I don't need to feel as special as you need to feel when there's an empty line to walk 10 You know,
but they're not used to big-timers like you walking in with a backpack because you're not supposed to.
It was just this guy's first Summerfest. He asked somebody else, and then he got it. So eventually they let me in. But I'll tell you, after you guys sent me down the wrong path, and imagine, like, and I left with 35, 40 minutes to spare. I thought I was gold. Then I get the wrong turn from these two.
This isn't the Scalzo and Brust way, Josh. Like, again,
nope,
I have
I'm
quote,
saying,
I'm not going to make
to
it on time, boys. One wrong direction. And that is a shot at us.
Yes.
Not a lot of personal accountability. No pat on the back.
Pat on the back to me. I should have never listened to you guys. I shouldn't have even asked your advice.
Yeah, that's okay.
Pat on the back to me for trusting my partners, trusting my teammates in order to help me and to not hinder me. And yet, here I am.
Here you are.
Remarkable, remarkable work by me.
Give him another round of applause. I mean, this is incredible work from Greg Scalzo.
right, what else did I miss? Did you do a happy Thursday?
I did. I thought I did a really good happy Thursday.
Good. Then we're good. Then
yeah,
see,
everything.
Check.
We can literally just like pretend. Boom.
I must have been like 30 seconds late.
Yeah, you were. You shocked me. Yeah. I could not believe that you got here as quick as you did.
Yeah, I'm quick.
Because you complained for 35 minutes about how much traffic and the cops and the horses and the parked cars.
Which, for the record, validates the fact that I left over 35 minutes beforehand, which is
what's Lombardi time, Greg?
I don't care about Lombardi time. Scalzo time is as long as you're not more than 5 minutes late, you're on time.
Oh, to a live radio show that applies?
No, it does not. In this case, I was 30 seconds late. Pat on the back to me for acknowledging I should have never listened to you, but especially Josh DeMoss.
What was the worst car make that you had to sit behind that frustrated you the most? Kia?
Kia Soul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could see that being somebody who's just, you know, it's Thursday. It's
happy
beautiful. Windows down. Look at this. I'm just cruising around, even though everyone around me probably has somewhere to be, and I'm just in la-la land.
I will say, though, I feel like if you're at Summerfest right now, you probably don't have a lot of places to be. It's a pretty chill environment right now. People are coming down here. It's beautiful outside. It's like the first Summerfest in summer since pre-pandemic. So I was probably the one psycho who was just angry.
Need to get to Summerfest!
Ripping my wheel. I don't know if there's that many people who need to get to a show at 4 p.m. on the first day of Summerfest.
The significant others of band members.
Yeah. Yeah,
that
even if you miss the first song, you're usually okay. And yet,
I'm surprised it wasn't a Subaru, because I think Subarus tend to be the worst drivers, and I know you agree. I think this is that in a Toyota Prius hybrid. I believe that's the car Josh DiMaggio drives. I've driven by him a lot. Again, in La La Land, not really worried about anything that's going around other than, you know, his Grateful Dead tunes going. Everything's cool, bro. Like, everything's cool.
Do you want to react to that, Josh?
I mean, no, I got nothing to say to that.
All right, that's fine. I would go more with the car with a lot of bumper stickers is one that's, you know, you never really want to get stuck behind. I always feel like bumper stickers are an implication that's somebody that is going to go 5 miles miles an hour below the speed limit in the left lane on the highway.
Yeah.
Like bumper stickers, Subaru, especially
Outback. Do you think it's strategic so that, like, you're going to get really close to their bumper stickers and you can read them?
I didn't think about it
Me
that
either.
Way.
It's the first time I thought about it, but it'd be a good strategic play to get. You know, I don't really get bumper stickers because when I'm driving, like you see them. Even when I'm stopped behind them, sometimes it's too hard to even read, like, the writing because it's so small on the sticker. You have to be up close. So I'm like, what do you have this for? I can't even see what the heck's on your bumper.
800-990-3776. Again, 800-990-3776. What kind of car does the worst driver on the road drive? 800-990-3776. We'll open that up to you. The Scalzo and Bruss family on the First Midwest Bank. Talking text line. First Midwest Bank, a division of Old National Bank. 800-990-3776. Again, 800-990-3776. I don't want to spend all show on this because I am an NBA draft guy. I'm an NBA draft junkie, and the NBA draft is tonight. I'm very much looking forward to hearing you and Justin Garcia on this station, as well as 100 point, well, both these stations, ESPN Madison, ESPN Milwaukee. You could also hear you guys on 620 WTMJ with your NBA draft show. Obviously, the Bucks have a first round pick. They're picking 24 overall. Johnny Davis expected to be a lottery pick, although I do think it's possible he falls slightly out of the lottery, but he'll be taken by the middle of the first round. So we will talk about that, but I guess it's my fault that we're starting in the way, in the manner in which we are starting.
Yeah, and on the car situation, I have noticed one thing, and I have no problem with driving a wonderful Zimbrick Mercedes, but I did drive a Toyota, a 4Runner, before I shifted gears and made leasing affordable with my good friends at Zimbrick European, and I drive the same way I drove in the 4Runner. I've gotten flicked off way more in the Mercedes. Any idea why?
Why do you think, Ben? I feel like you know the answer to this question.
But do people think we're Richards?
Josh, do you want to answer that?
Typically, people who drive nice cars are thought to be people who feel entitled and have the right of way at all times, and everybody should be yielding to their desires, not the rules of the road.
And that doesn't sound anything like me.
Does everybody hear what's happening right now? As we have Mercedes versus a Prius. We've got Mercedes driver versus a Prius driver. And we got a dancer here. We got a
staying alive dance off, baby.
800-990-3776 on Twitter at Scalzo and Brost. The question was asked, well done, Joshy. If you're driving behind a bad driver, what kind of car are they driving? Antonio Palladino chimes in, says Kia. I was behind a Kia Soul. Skip is right on with what I said. Subaru Outback. Nick says a Prius. So we hit
the main three, and Joshy drives one of them.
Are you offended right now, Josh?
No, I'm not at all. I'm pretty comfortable in my driving. I drive above the speed limit. I follow the do not go slower in the left lane when people are trying to pass. I think I'm the proper amount of aggressive but also polite driver. So, you know, if there's a merge, I'm not going to try and jump ahead of everybody. I'm going to let the every other car thing happen. I think I'm a good driver.
So when Ben Brost, I believe it was yesterday, the day before, said when you park somewhere, you just cut everybody off at the very front.
Yeah, when leaving a parking lot at a sporting event.
You don't wait in the line. You're the opposite.
Roll down the windows, you know, say, hey, what's up, everybody? We're having a great time. And like, yeah, come on in. Everything's good.
No, that is not how it happens.
That's how it happens every time.
Ben, you keep your windows closed. You drive straight ahead.
Avoid eye contact.
Maybe now we're understanding why
even if even if I'm getting the bird, I give him a nice wave, you know, thank you. It probably makes him more mad, to be honest.
Epitomizes Ben Brost. 800-990-3776. Let's go to Justin from Fitchburg on the First Midwest Bank Talk and Text Line. First Midwest Bank, a division of Old National Bank. Justin, what do you got for us?
Hey, so the worst drivers on the road, I wouldn't say the slowest, but the most reckless, I think, are the dads that are driving minivans.
Because they tend to overcompensate. That was Jonathan Brust a while ago.
You think they need? I'm sorry. You think they need to overcompensate? Was that your deal?
Yeah, they tend to. Yeah, that seems to be the theme. They drive.
Do you
like
have experience
a dad
with this, Justin?
AG double hockey. Oh yeah.
All
every
right.
Day on the Beltline. Absolutely.
Thanks for the call.
Ooh. Men in minivans on the Beltline, drawing the ire of Justin from Fitchburg. Yeah, I mean, minivans in general are tough. I do think you give minivans a little bit of a benefit of the doubt because you just figure
likely
there's
children
a gaggle
inside.
Of kids around. Does anybody buy a minivan who doesn't have children?
That's a great question.
I feel like that's the prerequisite. I want to know the person who went out and was like, you know what? I want to buy this town and country minivan with no children. Just... I like the room.
I would love if somebody did that and stripped the two captain's chair, and then you could have a blanket. You could almost, like, you know, have a romantic time out.
You could do what? But then you could also just get a van.
That's true. Mercedes Sprinter van. Customized.
There you go. You want one more?
They have Audi and Porsche at Zimbrick European.
There you go. 800-990-3776. Keep it coming in. The worst driver on the road drives what car? 800-990-3776. Plus, the NBA draft is tonight. Do you care more about where Johnny Davis is drafted or who the Milwaukee Bucks add to their squad? We'll talk all about it next on Scalzo and Brust live from Summerfest, presented by Bud Light.
You're listening to Bud Light, Scalzo and Brust.
Wait, I don't want this to turn on to me completely, because Greg did get scammed by the internet, but I did scam Josh DiMaggio today.
Yeah, I mean...
You scam everybody every day. That's why you are unscammable, because you are constantly the scammer.
Looking,
I am the scammed.
I know where to look. If there is a scam, I'll know. And Greg, you believe in people too much, I guess.
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Summerfest now on ESPN Wisconsin. Ben Brust, Greg Scalzo, Scalzo and Brust, presented by Bud Light. hanging out with you all. The Scalzo and Brust family calling us, texting us, 800-990-3776. Again, 800-990-3776. You can call us there. You can text us there if you want to be a part of the show. You can get us on Twitter as well, at Scalzo and Brust. There we're asking, when you are on the road driving and you see the worst driver on the road, what are they driving? Anita chimes in, Anita West Bend on Twitter, at Scalzo and Brust, says, a lifted truck. Similarly, Stephen Bjork says a Chevy Silverado. Nate Moody says Subaru 100%.
Yeah, I feel like that's the runaway. The Subaru is the first thing that came to mind.
Brian Buss says any vehicle with an Illinois license plate. That's an interesting one.
Classic.
We're not giving away anything here. We're on a radio show right now. Yep. Scott chimes in and says Mercedes. The Mercedes driver is the worst driver.
Well, of course. I mean, I'm sure I was going to be targeted by somebody.
I don't think there's nothing about Ben Buss on here.
No, I feel it, Scott. I feel it.
So you personally take out Josh DiMaggio, and then somebody doesn't even connect you with Mercedes. They say a Mercedes driver is the worst driver, and you automatically take that personally.
I will say real quick, Greg won that stare off. Like, that was an unbelievable job by you. You're getting stared at for a good 180 seconds, and you did great. I just wanted to say good job.
I will say, you say, hey, we're on the radio. Like, you're like, we're on ESPN Wisconsin.
Well, you came into the segment, we're live at Summerfest, and I didn't know you were going to have to say we're live on the radio.
Look, this is year two for Scalzo and Brust at Summerfest. We're getting used to this now.
Yeah.
Last year it happened. It's going to happen this year. People just walk up and say, what are you giving away?
Josh, did we go off the air last year because somebody knocked the equipment?
Yes, that is correct. There was, a loose foot caused a power cord to come undone. That was fun.
This is Josh DiMaggio's least favorite thing that we do is when me and you are at Summerfest together and he's back in the studio trying to wrangle this show together.
Well, I can't wait.
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead, Josh.
All right. So it's two-part. I would really like to be there because Summerfest is fun, but you two particularly, with anything in front of you, you start just talking to people, to things.
Josh, I had to do it that last time.
You had to.
I know.
He's literally asking me, what are you giving away?
I wasn't. That one you were justified at, but last year specifically, you were pointing out people going, look at this guy, with no context whatsoever, who this guy was.
I thought we were using very descriptive language, yes. And Josh is understandably, his frustration is understandable. I will give him that. But we're on it this year, and we want to talk with you, the Scalzo and Brust family. Let's start with the official and unofficial brother of the Scalzo and Brust family, Jonathan Brust. Welcome into the show on the First Midwest Bank Talk and Text Line. First Midwest Bank, a division of Old National Bank. JB, happy Summerfest. What do you got for us?
Hey, Ben, why can't I drive a minivan, bro?
Whoa.
You can. I'm just saying you fit the description of a guy who's trying too hard to drive the minivan all over the place and get to soccer practice on time faster than everybody else.
Okay, well, let's talk about the next full moon on July 13th. Why don't you explain to the Skeleton Brust family the last time you looked at a full moon and ran into a gate going into the subdivision, bro?
Wait, hold on. What happened? Is this a real full moon or is this a Ben Brust style full moon and it's just two butt cheeks?
No, this is a real full moon.
Okay.
All right, I will tell the story correctly. I had a high school girlfriend in which I would go over to her place and I didn't have a curfew because I was the youngest. I got whatever I wanted and I just had to make it home, and I always made it home. One time I was just a little bit more tired waking up from passing out after watching Whose Line Is It Anyway on ABC Family.
Woof.
Oh, stop it.
I'm sure you watched.
All right, shut up, JB. And then I woke up from a nap at 1:30 in the morning. I drove home, and I had to type in the code, and I was looking at the full moon. I started hitting the gas, and I ripped off the entire left front of my car at 1:30 in the morning. A week before I was going to get a new car from my dad, he was livid.
Wow. Josh, you've been ridiculed as a bad driver. Have you ever torn off the front of your car by looking at the moon?
I've never torn off the front of my car. I've never gotten a ticket. I've never had anything like this happen.
This proves how bad of a driver you are.
Yeah, that was you took it a step too far. If you've at least gotten a ticket at some point.
Yeah, that just means you're overly cautious and scared of everything.
Yeah, bad driver. All right, thank you, Jonathan Bross, JB.
Thank you for the call.
Official brother of the Scalzo and Bross family. That's a pretty damning damning situation for you, Bross.
Not really, because I was able to get a better car out of it. And
I hate you.
I know.
You mean the guy who is typing in the code to get into his subdivision and then runs into the gate of the gated community and then ends up getting a new car out of it from dad? You don't like that guy, Joshy?
It was a hand-me-down car, but it was a nicer car.
That guy's made in a lab to drive me nuts.
It was an Infiniti QX56.
That's a beautiful car.
It's a beautiful car.
It's a big car.
I drove the crap out of that car, baby. It had a V8 engine. I mean, thing was fast.
Yep. There we go. There it is. Ben Brust.
I think I became
out by his brother.
I became pretty hateable,
Jonathan Brust.
I think in the first 25 minutes. Not that I haven't been hateable at times during Scalzo and Brust in the past, but yeah, I can definitely be a tool at times, and that was an example of when I can be.
Gavin and Racine texts in 800-990-3776 about our shows at Summerfest and says, can we not have someone come on the air and rap this year? That was very bad.
Oh, I forgot about that.
I actually contend I want to go back and replay it because given the time between, I think it might be so bad that it's actually...
Yeah, now that we've had a chance to like let it sizzle...
It hurt to see in person last year.
Do you know what you did? He was like, all right, give me a word, and you gave him a word. He couldn't even use the word in the rap. Yes. It was horrible.
I believe I gave him the word bottle. It's very bad.
Well, the good news is we can just look up the dates. That's on Wisconsin On Demand. Joshy, will you work some magic for us?
We will do that at a future Summerfest day.
I will get that. We will replay it in all its glory.
Good memory, Gavin. Good memory.
I do want to move on to the NBA draft, though, because we can spend Summerfest days just talking about Summerfest, but we have the NBA draft coming up tonight. Again, Ben Brust, Justin Garcia on the NBA draft spectacular here across ESPN Wisconsin. You can also find it 620 WTMJ in Milwaukee. Bucks have a pick at 24. Johnny Davis, the Badger, great, is expected to go in the first half of the first round. You could look at Justin Lewis from Marquette and Patrick Baldwin Jr. from UWM, but obviously they are not expected to be a lottery picks the way Johnny Davis is. Ben, what draws your interest more, where Johnny Davis ends up or who the Bucks add to their team tonight or what they do with that pick, because you are an advocate for them trading it and not using it?
Yeah, I'm more interested in what the Bucks do, because look, as much as it is fun to see where Johnny Davis goes, and I'll get into a little bit later of why I love Johnny and think he's going to be successful in the NBA, the Bucks are in their window. And when you're in a window, every move that you make is critical to helping your team become a championship team. Now, they've won one championship, and you can make the argument that if Chris Middleton was healthy, that there was an opportunity for them to win another championship. But with that, you are getting older each year, and Brooke Lopez is 34. Drew Holiday's 32. You have a minimal window. So, again, I'm not for when you're in the 20s to the 30s and you draft somebody, if it works, and it's hard to make it work, that person you draft is going to be a contributor year two, year three to a championship-level team at best. And so, to me, I would love to see them trade one of their players for, if they can trade Grayson Allen. I can get into why I think that it's a good idea to trade Brooke Lopez. I know people disagree with me on that. I know Homer thinks I'm crazy, but he's an aging big man. He is 34 years old on an expiring contract. He just got off a back injury. It's amazing that he's even stayed healthy enough to play to age 34 with how big he is. You know, in the NBA, Greg, big men don't last very long because it's so hard at 7 foot tall or bigger to be able to last that long.
Yep.
So I just think if you can find any value for
Brooke, just don't know how much. I guess the expiring contract part has more value to a trade than does Brooke Lopez. I mean, you have to look at bad teams that want to be back in the top five again, potentially, the Oklahoma Cities of the world, the Houstons of the world, that are still on the front end of a rebuild in order to move him. Maybe you can get something valuable back, but you want a veteran who would be value coming back.
That's the thing. When you say veteran, I had said veteran, someone tweeted, you don't need to get older. A veteran can be 26, 27 years old in the
true.
NBA.
Would you have done a deal, and again, I don't think you could have gotten Christian Wood, but he was traded from the Rockets, a team that's trying to tank.
Correct.
You would need to throw in significant draft capital along with that expiring contract, especially because Houston has the expiring contract in the NBA, with John Wall set to make $47
Unreal.
Million dollars next year.
Yeah.
And doubtful they'll even want him to play. It'll probably turn into buyout. But I understand your point, if you can do it. You're saying,
I don't think it's going to be possible. I'm just throwing out the scenario
I
would like to see it happen
want you to take a look at some of the bad teams in the league
and
during
pick
the
out
break,
a guy
and pick out just a couple sure. that couldn't make sense, because you're right, you'd have to package Brooks' expiring contract up with the number 24 pick this year, probably to a team that would then turn that 24th pick not necessarily into a player this year, but to package to get it next year or elsewhere.
It's an asset.
Yes, it is an asset. So we'll take a look at who exactly you might be able to get on something like that. I, however, differ. I'm interested to see where Johnny Davis goes, because I'm not convinced that no matter where Johnny goes, he'll be an NBA, all-star caliber player. I do think he'll have a good NBA career, and I think where he lands will sort of set the stage for how his NBA career goes. So that pulls more interest for me. We are live at Summerfest. The music is picking up. The people are back hanging out at the Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all. Sports Zone.
Vibes are good.
Vibes are good. It is beautiful. The water looks great. So come on down. Say hi to us if you're on your way. We'll be back with some 1-0 next. That's Scalzo and Rust.
You're listening to Bud Light, Scalzo and Rust.
We have the hall monitor back on air again.
Right, did he invite himself back?
Back on.
All right. Are we going to your wedding or what?
I'll have you guys know I was the master of ceremonies for my graduation from Lake Geneva Middle School.
Hang up on him, please. Thank you for the call.
Cool.
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Grateful Dead Thursday live at Summerfest. It is Scalzo and Brust on ESPN Wisconsin. He is Benny Buckets, because we're at Summerfest, and a week from tomorrow, on the 8th, 2 weeks from tomorrow, on the 8th, Ben Brust going to be participating in the Alumni Charity Challenge, where if him and former Badgers Brevin Pritzel and Keaton Nankerville end up beating three bums from UWM and from Marquette University, then the money donated, part of this contest, will be going to the great charity of Guarding Against Cancer. Now you can be nice about your competition.
Well, I mean, look, I was 2-2 against Marquette in my Badger career, so I plan on going out up top. And Marquette added their third player to add with Steve Novak and Travis Diener. His name is Jake Thomas, and when I was a senior in college, Jake and I were dating sisters, and he was at Marquette, and I had won and beat him head-to-head my senior year, and he is still married to his then-girlfriend. I am not, for obvious reasons. I'm not married. So I plan on beating him again, is where I was going with that.
It'll be a good cool. one. Joshy, let's get into some 1-0 on Scalzo and Brust.
Are you a 1 or 0? That's the question you have to ask yourself. Are you a yes or a no?
There's no such thing as a gray area. Life is binary. It's just a 1 or a 0.
So you guys would be Eskimo brother-in-laws. Is that the idea?
Oh, by the way, I was emceeing a luncheon today, and One of the people who's a fan of the show and the station comes up to me and goes, "I like this BB or BS segment you guys debuted. I learned what an Eskimo bro is." For those who don't know, it's when you and a buddy have a sexual partner in common.
He is Benny Buckets. I'm Greg Scalzo. We're your contestants for Honor Zero. Josh DiMaggio, your host. He asks us a question. We say one for yes, zero for no. There is no gray area. Josh, you take it away.
This is a quick one. One or zero. Ben knows what it means to be discreet.
Zero. I don't think Ben and discretion have ever met.
Oh, one. There are certain things I can be very discreet about.
All right, Amazon revealed a new experimental Alexa feature.
No. I'll move on in a second, but you are not discreet. You can keep a secret, but that's not being discreet.
Okay.
Those are two entirely different things.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay.
Because I can keep a damn...
I know. I would never say otherwise, but...
All right, if that was in my head, it was like, I'm discreet, I can keep a secret. And you immediately put a kibosh to that.
All right, what do we got next, Josh?
Amazon revealed a new experimental Alexa feature that allows the AI assistant to mimic the voice of the user's dead relatives. One or zero, you would want to hear Alexa mimic the voice of one of your dead relatives.
Whew. Not regularly, but are there occasions where, like, you want to feel sad? Then it'll be a one. But I think overall I'm a zero on this. I think it's weird. It is weird. I wouldn't judge anybody who wanted it. I just feel like hearing the voice of a dead relative would make me more sad than it would happy.
You know, how do you think people feel about, like, actors and actresses who are no longer with us, but they can somehow still be in the movie in their voice, and they, like, you know, the technology in which they can have people basically be in the movie when they're not here alive with
it's
us.
Pretty rare thing.
Like Paul Walker. I know they had to do something with Val Kilmer for Top Gun with the technology in his voice.
Yeah, I mean, I know in the past you've had, like you could take audio and then edit it across different times to create full sentences. Yeah, my guess is now, I'm guessing voice recognition technology allows voices to be recreated. I mean, that's what we're learning right now.
I'm a zero.
I feel better about it in movies than I do with my relatives. I get more sad at my relatives being dead than movie stars.
I was just saying...
Although I know you're very close to Paul Walker, and that hurt a lot.
I was more so saying the relatives of Paul Walker having to... I guess it was probably cool for them, because he had such a great impact in the Fast and Furious franchise. Where the hell did I just take this?
Let's move on. This morning, Adrian Wojnarowski revealed the top three picks in the NBA draft tonight via his Twitter. One or zero, you care about spoiling of the draft.
One, I do. Like, I will actively not be, like, refreshing Twitter during the draft to try and get the spoiler. Because I like to consume things as a surprise. And if the surprise is ruined before the live TV, like the getting to see the authentic reaction, I don't know. There's something about seeing the smile, seeing the hugs, and knowing that they're in shock and I'm not. You know, like, I want to feel in shock like I'm a part of it with them. Because it's a cool moment for these kids who have worked their entire lives to get to a place where they're going to change their life.
Shocking, Ben, that you're thinking about the kids and not yourself. I'm thinking about myself. Like, who wants to go into a television show and have somebody tweet out what's about to happen? Like, that's what the draft is. So now all of a sudden you take in a draft in which there's not an obvious number one pick. And over the last 2 weeks, the gambling markets have gone up and down. You've had different reports all over the place. Now, this was the overwhelming, and if you're wondering what it is, I'll just spoil it for everybody. Jabari Smith to Orlando, Chet Holmgren to Oklahoma City, and Paolo Banchero to Houston. That was kind of the expected. That's what I've seen the most over the last couple weeks. That's what I've heard the most. But I still want to go in thinking there's an outside shot here that Orlando says, screw it, we're going with Chet. And now you're
agreeing. I'm saying the same thing. I don't want to know.
I know, but you made it about the kids. I'm saying it's surprising. You actually made it about the kids. I'm making it about myself.
It's the same answer, but you're making, okay, fair.
Yeah.
Wow.
Where, like, I'm going into this television show excited about the fact that you do have three guys that you didn't know exactly where they're going to land, and now it's like,
is there any chance Woj is wrong?
No. Because, it, look, if he tweeted something out that was vastly different than what sort of the accepted norm is around NBA circles, that's one thing. But when you come in and basically confirm what the general belief is, that's another. And when you word it the way that he did,
it's a womp womp.
It's a big womp womp.
All right, let's move on. A new poll cited the reason people claim to get the best sleep in hotels is because of the clean sheets. 75% of people said they felt more refreshed waking up in a hotel rather than at home. Wonder Zero, you sleep your best in hotels.
Zero. Zero. Absolutely not. I am, as you guys know, a homebody to the fullest. The routine, the sheets, I got my new king bed. There's just something about the sleep that I get at home that will not be replicated anywhere else. It's why when you get home from vacation, the best thing is when you get to sleep in your own bed. I don't know who would answer one to this. Unless you're like, I don't know, sleeping alone and you're normally, you know, have four kids crying and wanting to come in the bed. And I don't know, that would be my only explanation right now.
I'm a zero here. I mean, you hit it. It has to be people with kids that are saying, oh, I sleep better in hotels. I also do think there's the blackout effect, right? Where like you've got blackout curtains in every hotel. You usually don't have those at home. So like you shut those things down. You can crank up the AC. You're not worried about money. Like there are certain things at hotels. But I'm with you. I like to sleep in my own bed.
There's an element of enjoyment of being alone in a hotel, but like for sometimes. Like one night sometimes. If you're on an extended alone stay, I'm like, this kind of sucks.
We haven't had air conditioning this week, and I have just gone down to the basement by myself and slept down there.
Seriously?
Yeah. Oof. On the couch last two nights.
How's the I don't want to say baby. Like, is she a toddler now?
I don't know when you become a toddler. She's a one-year-old. She's good.
He doesn't bother her?
I mean, certainly takes a lot longer for her to go down now. I mean, it definitely isn't great. But we got a fan going on her. You know, you get the window open. It's been cooling down. There was one bad night where it didn't really cool down.
It's going to be hot coming up, bud.
Yeah, well, it should get fixed tomorrow.
The mark is 12 months when a baby becomes a toddler. Just looked it up.
Toddler. I got a toddler. Who knew that?
Congratulations.
I appreciate it. 800-990-3776. Ron in the Key also wants to hear the famous Scalzo and Bruss Summerfest rap replay. We will get that out to the family at some point here during our Summerfest run. We were asking you, one, when you're driving on the roads, the worst driver on the road is driving what kind of car? And two, are you more excited, anticipating more? Who the Bucks add to their team tonight at number 24 overall in the NBA draft, or where Johnny Davis ends up, potential lottery pick out of the University of Wisconsin.
Strophy! Coming through in the clutch!
I mean, you just pointed at something nobody could see and yelled Strophy coming through in the clutch. So we'll talk about that next on Scalzo and Bruss live from Summerfest.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Brust.
You don't get to the NFC Championship 2 years in a row by accident. And you know what happens when Jordan Love's the starting quarterback? That front office and Matt LaFleur, they're going to have a tight sphincter, and they're not going to look the same.
Subscribe to the Scalzo and Brust podcast free on the Wisconsin On Demand app and wherever you get your podcasts.
By the world's greatest beer, Bud Light. He is Ben Brost. I'm Greg Scals. We're hanging out at beautiful Summerfest here at the Gruber Law Office. This one called That's All Sports Zone. You, the Scalzo and Bruss family, part of the show, calling us, texting us, 800-990-3776. Again, 800-990-3776. And we got some requests. Some requests to hear what some would call the worst segment in the history of this show. Some would call it the best, We'll see if it aged better with time, but this happened last year at Summerfest, our first year at Summerfest broadcasting live, and we wanted to get the fans involved because we're a very fan-centric show.
Josh, did you cringe? Like, is it as bad or are we overdoing how bad it is?
It's worse than I remember.
All right. Well,
without further ado,
I can't say plug your ears, but it could get ugly.
So here is last year at Summerfest with a rapper.
Yeah, I ball like Kobe, I ball like Ginobili or Carlite, or I ball like Kyrie Irving. I make them baskets, you know that I smack it.
All right, there
okay,
we go.
Okay, we got a verse.
Actually, give me a word.
We got a verse.
Give me a word?
Yeah, give me a word I can rap with.
Bottle.
Okay, I just grabbed a new bottle. I might not drink it today, but I'll drink it tomorrow. And you know that... I just got a new bottle. I don't even know if I'ma open it. Yeah, you know how it is. I be flowing like an ocean, but I don't got no flow. I just sip and chill. You know how it is. We are ESPN Milwaukee. You know that it's real.
Yeah.
94.5 FM. You know how it is. Tune in.
There okay. We go.
All right, we got that.
Why were we so nice?
Because it's the guy just puked all over us right in our face. What were we supposed to say? You're the we should have told him he's the worst rapper in America and go find something else to do.
He said, give me a word. You say bottle. He says it in the first two lines and then stops using the word to rhyme completely.
And then stops rapping.
He rhymed bottle and tomorrow.
He missed full throttle. I mean, he just missed it.
Full throttle.
I'm a better rapper than that guy.
All right.
And he's a self-rapper.
Okay,
I'm not
let's
rapping
see it.
Live on air right now.
I'm trying to give you a beat.
I know, but I like you beatboxing better. Josh, what was the other rap we had on there?
We got sent two of the same thing. It was just a smaller part of it.
Thank God.
Got it.
Yeah.
You want to play Ben asking people... random questions on the street. We'll get to some of that. If you're at Summerfest, we will. We got a wireless mic here, so at some point over the next 3 weeks, we will definitely get out and play a little bit more. But it is the NBA draft tonight. Johnny Davis expected to go in the lottery. The Bucks picking 24 overall. What are you more excited for? What are you more interested in? That's what I would like to know. And also, you can continue to answer the question. When you're driving on the street, the worst driver on the road is driving what car? Chris in Middleton said anyone who drives a Toyota Corolla is the worst driver. I'm going to cut you off because they don't know if they have to turn or not, or on their cell phones and are swerving like idiots. Toyota Corolla is the worst driver.
Ooh, Chevy Malibu. I feel like that's one I get frustrated with a lot.
414 chimes in and says the Ford F-150.
Yeah, I feel like truck people like have the ability to just be dominant. And you know what? They can be, because if they hit my car, it's going to do damage to mine, and it may not like leave a mark on theirs.
Yeah, but if they do damage to yours, you're going to be like, I'm going to go to Zimbrick European, who are awesome, and you're going to cry to them, and then they're going to fix it for you, and you're not going to have to pay or anything, and you're going to get like a souped-up better car in the meantime.
Sounds like I got some haters on my hands. Let's go.
What was that?
I don't know. That is the worst response. That is the equivalent of Ja Morant saying rent-free after the Warriors dunked on him and the rest of the Grizzlies.
I am rent-free in both of your heads, and you know it.
That's what you say when you just have absolutely nothing to say, and you're like, yeah, no, you're right.
When you guys go full mocking me mode, that's jealousy, baby. Jealousy.
For Josh, it is, maybe. I don't think there's an ounce of jealousy. Although, no, you've got a beautiful car. I do love your car. I wouldn't get it in white, though. I would get a different color, but I do love the car. Speaking of white cars, we have...
What?
Why are you laughing, Josh? Josh in Germantown says, worst drivers are anyone in a white SUV. But I feel like Josh knows exactly what I was doing there.
He was complimenting me, but also jabbing me at the same time. I'm pretty aware.
No, that wasn't jabbing you.
I thought it was about his car really sticking out is what you're going for there. Ben likes the attention.
No, I just like to mention certain things that then drives him to a point of insecurity about these things.
You mean like when you try and call me 6'1 when I know I'm 6'2?
Dude, No, you were 6 foot and change, and you try to say you're 6'1". And
so what will it take to get over this bit? Like, if I if I measure myself with you there, and it says...
That's what she said.
We're not having a measure off, Josh. Like, we know who wins that one.
Between who?
You
and Chewy? Ben is in a weird place
this
right now
weird.
Where he went from the rent-free guy to I've got a bigger schlong than everyone to, like, I'm so cool and awesome.
Oh, man, now I definitely sound insecure, don't I?
That's usually the response you get when you're insecure is I have a bigger one than you do.
Biggest of the smallest.
And there we go. On Twitter, at Scalzo and Brust, you can get into the show if you want to have a Richard measuring contest with Ben Brust. I want to get to Johnny Davis because I am interested in what his NBA prospects are, what Ben Brust thinks as a former Badger, and also share some of my thoughts because I do think it's somewhat dependent on where he lands, what his role is as far as how his career goes. But first, I'm going to tell everybody about Pella Windows in Dorset, Wisconsin, because they are the best when it comes to service, the best when it comes to quality, and when it comes to innovation, second to none. We're getting a lot of sun right now. We're getting a lot of vitamin D. If you're looking to get more vitamin D, more sun, 44% more natural light will enter your home when Pella installs their innovative hidden screen. It's available exclusively on Pella 250 series, single hung, double hung, and sliding windows. And right now, order with Pella, and you can choose 0% financing for 72 months or a free upgrade to the hidden screen on their 250 series. Visit PellaWI.com/radio, PellaWI.com/radio, or stop by their experience center on the Beltline in Madison or in Brookfield today. Johnny Davis, good pro, bad pro, next. That's Galzo and Bros, presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light, live from Summerfest.